I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, and this is Utah's noon news. I'm Maria Chaleos. A practically perfect day right now. 75 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
And the traffic pattern matching the beautiful weather. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus. The Utah response. Special coverage on Utah's noon news.
A new coronavirus testing center is opening up in Kearns to help serve the community. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
And Maria, health officials, they're celebrating this new free COVID-19 testing center on the west side of Salt Lake County, serving a group of people that might not have had access to testing in the past. Kearns city officials are trying to spread the word about the center at the Kearns Ochre Park Recreation Center, and Representative Eric Hutchings says Kearns has an especially high concentrated minority population.
This community needs it because if you look at our demographics, Kearns has a really wide array of high-risk individuals.
Officials say over 35% of Kearns is Hispanic, and that's the demographic being hit hardest by COVID-19 in Utah. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Governor Gary Herbert is reportedly weighing whether or not to implement a statewide mask mandate. It comes as 564 more Utahns were confirmed to have the virus yesterday. Not everyone is on board with the idea, though. Connor Boyack is with the Libertas Institute.
When you read the actual law of the powers that the governor has under emergency declaration and so forth, he doesn't have the authority to issue a statewide mask mandate.
Today, the Utah Hospital Association penned a letter to the governor and legislative leaders pleading for them to mandate masks. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Governor Herbert met with legislative leaders yesterday. He'll meet today with public health officials. A decision could be announced this week. The Deseret News reports the Utah Hospital Association is concerned about the impact of increasing infection rates. It sent a letter to the governor saying the projected caseload could become unsustainable. Right now, 197 Utahns are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's up from 192 the week before. About half those patients are in intensive care. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Some major retailers say they are on board with requiring face masks in public. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says the Retail Industry Leaders Association, which represents a number of big companies, is asking governors everywhere to make face mask coverings required.
They say local health orders have created confusion and also it leads to conflicts between customers and store employees. It comes as a number of viral videos continue to make the rounds of angry customers without masks, either destroying store property or berating employees.
The National Governors Association says its members are discussing the request. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Trump continues to push for a full reopening of U.S. schools in the fall. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with the latest from the president.
President Trump on Twitter threatened he, quote, may cut off funding if schools don't reopen in the fall. He did not say what funding he would cut off or to whom. But the tweet comes after the president on Tuesday said he would put significant pressure on governors to get kids back into the classroom. Mr. Trump also said he disagreed with the CDC on their guidelines for opening schools. They include recommendations that students and teachers wear masks when possible, social distancing in classrooms, and staggered schedules for students. The president said in a tweet the guidelines are, quote, very tough and expensive. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
As the debate over opening schools moves ahead, Granite School District is laying out its plans. Spokesman Ben Horsley says they do plan on having students in classrooms. They will require employees wear masks, and they will provide and encourage masks for students. Horsley tells KSL's Dave and Dujanovic a lot of it will depend on parents.
But this is going to be a really a joint effort to help not just keep kids safe, but just as importantly, keep our teachers safe. And parents are going to have a big role in that.
Horsley says the days of parents sending students with sniffles or other symptoms to school are over. parents will have to cooperate. He says they also anticipate smaller class sizes. A lot of parents may opt for online learning. The Juab School District is offering parents three options for the upcoming school year. Students can either come to campus for classes, have online learning at home, or a combination of the two. Other districts continue weighing their options in the face of the coronavirus. Meantime, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing back against the president's announcement that he will apply pressure on state governors to reopen schools in the fall.
The president does not have the authority to open schools.
Cuomo says it's about making smart decisions when it comes to opening schools. Harvard and MIT are suing the Trump administration over plans to send international students home who can't meet in-person schooling requirements. Universities say the policy did not allow public comment and has no valid reasoning. Other national stories KSL is following. Today, the Supreme Court ruled religious groups are exempt from the Obamacare mandate on contraception health coverage. For more, here's ABC's Alex Preisha from Washington.
The 7-2 opinion upholds the Trump administration's challenge on whether an organization that raises moral or religious objections to providing contraceptive coverage under the Affordable Care Act can be exempt. The opinion was written by Justice Clarence Thomas, joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh. Ruth Bader Ginsburg filed a dissenting opinion, joined by Justice Sotomayor. The case of Trump v. Pennsylvania and a related one, Little Sisters of the Poor v. Pennsylvania, marked the third time the ACA's contraceptive coverage requirement has reached the Supreme Court. Alex Preisha, ABC News, Washington.
Coming up on KSL, a new episode of Hope in Darkness. The story of Josh Powell is out today. We'll get a preview next, plus a look at your noontime drive.
We've got a few areas of construction slowing drivers down in some areas, but no real problems on the noon drive. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
This, tearing down monuments, is a monumental mistake.
Here's Boyd Matheson.
Our children need to know their country's past.
Inside Sources, 11 to noon on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
We learned this week that mortgage rates have never been lower, and at UCCU, Utah Community Credit Union, it's never been faster or easier to buy or refinance a home either.
We're talking seriously fast mortgages with the help of intelligent technology that eliminates the time and the hassle of gathering and verifying the documents you need to get your mortgage loan or refinance approved and funded.
Here's the other thing I like, Amanda. You don't need to do it alone. Just call a UCCU mortgage expert, and they can join you and be happy to co-pilot you through your entire application process.
How many of us have gotten a mortgage and spent so much time gathering those documents, completing the file? UCCU mortgage experts, they're not just app takers or someone who's merely, you know, going to pass your application onto a processing center. They're really there to help you.
And of course, always the lowest mortgage rates possible. More money means more home or more money back in your pocket.
For more information, just go to UCCU.com.
They understand their local markets and have always put people over profits. You're going to love where you bank.
We say it all the time, Amanda, but it is time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers, because right now, for a limited time, you can take advantage of clearance pricing on virtually the entire lineup of 2020 Hondas.
Tim and I would like to save you some money, because we're not kidding when we say clearance pricing. You're not going to get this kind of a deal on a brand new Honda or even a used Honda like you're going to get right now. So get into your Utah Honda dealers.
They've probably got a better stock of them right now than they've ever had at this time of year. And let me tell you about the HRV I had a chance to drive thanks to Shane at Stockton 12 Honda. This was the 2019 best SUV brand. And by the way, if you have a teen, it was listed as the best new SUV for teens as well.
And the Honda Passport that I got to drive from Larry H. Miller in Murray. Thank you, Scott. The Passport, named best in class. It's got so much cargo room and the hands-free power tailgate. Fun to drive. Check out that brand new Passport from your Utah Honda dealers.
Go to UtahHondaDealers.com, because the more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, a new testing center for COVID-19 is opening in Kearns, and health officials are celebrating this free testing center. They say it gives people access to tests who might not have had that access before. It took most of the nearly 2 years a Utah man and his Venezuelan wife were in prison for their family to get one of their daughters to safety. These details are being revealed for the first time in the KSL podcast, Hope in Darkness. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more.
February 2018.
Lori, who's here?
This Instagram video showed the moment when Lori and Jason Holt, Josh Holt's parents, got to meet their granddaughter, Natalia, for the very first time. But what the video doesn't show you is just how much work it took to get to that moment.
No, we tried for a long time to get her here.
We tried for a year to get the
justice system for children to go into the prison just so Tammy could sign a paper.
Tammy Holt told us it broke her heart to be separated from her girls, but she trusted her mother to do what was needed for them. Maria and Josh's mom, Lori, decided the best thing for the girls would be to get them out of Venezuela to the United States as soon as possible.
Marian's dad was still alive, and so we couldn't get Marian here to the United States, but we could get Natalia.
Tammy had a clear idea that she really wanted the girls out.
That's Carlos Trujillo, a Utah immigration attorney who happens to be from Venezuela.
We had to, circumvent and find ways to get permission slips, power of attorneys, and things like that. And in a country when pretty much everything is not moving forward, there's not even paper to print a birth certificate or anything like that.
Finally, my parents were like, well, I mean, is there a different way we can do it? And so Tammy said, yeah, there is, if you want to pay for it. And so we ended up having to pay a judge $800 to allow her mom to just sign a piece of paper.
I would pay that in a heartbeat, 6 months earlier.
The next step was to get Natalia to the United States.
Immigration officials and the cops would come out and they'd talk to us and they'd go back in and they'd come out and talk to us and they would come out and say that she's crying. She's so scared because she was telling them, what if my grandma and grandpa don't like me?
She didn't have anything to worry about, as that Instagram video showed.
Lori, who's here?
Marianne's reunion with her mother would have to wait. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
You can hear Episode 8 of Hope in Darkness free at KSLNewsRadio.com, where you will also find the video from that story. Let's get an update of traffic and weather. It's sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Good afternoon, Len.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's a nice-looking ride on the freeways along the Wasatch Front. No delays, Provo to downtown Salt Lake City and on to Ogden. I-80's looking good to the desert or eastbound to Colville. It isn't summer without Lagoon, and now they're open daily. Lagoon's capacity is limited and reservations are required. Visit lagoonpark.com. For summer fun, there's only one Lagoon. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's take a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
That is breezy today, 91 in the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. Every day we get an update on the case numbers in Utah. But when you look at all the numbers is when you see a bigger picture. We're going to go in depth on the bigger picture on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty-colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Now is a great time to visit Bryce Canyon National Park. The viewpoints and hiking trails are open. Bring your camera and enjoy world-class scenery. Visit now while the crowds are small and the prices are low. Lodging rates at Ruby's Inn are reduced for a limited time. Check out rubysinn.com. Everyone at Ruby's Inn is committed to offering a safe place to stay, and the restaurants are open for dine-in or takeout meals. Maybe you're more interested in camping. The Ruby's Inn campground and RV park is open with full hookups and free Wi-Fi. Instead of roughing it in the hills, enjoy social distancing with all the amenities at Ruby's Inn. Take a horseback ride, ride an ATV or mountain bike, and be sure to visit the Ruby's Inn General Store for groceries and so much more. Come enjoy the crisp mountain air and wide open spaces and stay at the closest accommodations to Bryce Canyon. Make your reservations at rubysinn.com or call 866-866-6616.
The world we live in right now is surreal. And as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows. So now's an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a rate higher than 2.5%, then get a second opinion from Associated Mortgage. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.5%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 2.75% APR based on 30-year conventional fixed-rate loan. $280,000 OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Stay up to date on all the day's news by texting the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Governor Gary Herbert is reportedly weighing whether or not to implement a statewide mask mandate. After meeting with state health officials today, a decision is expected soon. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a Black Lives Matter mural painted on Park City's Main Street over the weekend was vandalized overnight. Whoever did it covered up the word black and the letter I of lives in gray paint. The city authorized the mural thanks to a $15,000 grant. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Len Thomas.
Looking at a good problem. No problems is the problem. And so enjoy your drive out there right now. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Back to school. That was the focus of today's White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Ultimately, it's not a matter of if schools should reopen. It's simply a matter of how. They must fully open, and they must be fully operational.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo attacking the Trump administration's plan to reopen schools this fall.
Why don't CDC puts out guidance on a semi-intelligent way to reopen the schools? He then says, don't listen to the CDC. I disagree with them.
CDC recommends that students and teachers wear masks when possible, social distance in classrooms, and stagger schedules for students. The Supreme Court ruled religious groups exempt from Obamacare's mandate on contraception health coverage.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding, saying it's a brutal assault on women's health, financial security, and independence. The case of Trump v. Pennsylvania and a related one, Little Sisters of the Poor versus Pennsylvania, marked the third time the ACA's contraceptive coverage requirement has reached the Supreme Court. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
High-profile universities are challenging a Trump administration directive that keeps international students out of the country during the coronavirus pandemic.
Harvard and MIT said the Trump administration threw higher education into chaos when Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced international students whose university classes are entirely online must depart the country. For many of the hundreds of thousands of students the directive affects, the school said this is impossible, impractical, prohibitively expensive, and/or dangerous. Harvard and MIT said the directive was an attempt to force universities to reopen against public health advice. They say it violates the Administrative Procedures Act, and they're seeking an injunction. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
With the number of air travelers still drastically low, United Airlines sending 60-day layoff warnings to nearly half of its staff, some 36,000 workers. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Every day we get the number of new COVID-19 cases from Utah's State Health Department. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas reports that over time, those numbers have an important story to tell.
Utah's seen higher case numbers this summer, and those trends over time provide perspective, as state epidemiologist Angela Dunn told Dave and Dujanovic.
It is a higher plateau. With cases around, 5 to 550 per day. But it is a good sign to see that plateau, and we need to start seeing that decrease.
A dashboard available at coronavirus.utah.gov helps with analyzing what those daily case numbers mean. For example, Dr. Shankar Swaminathan, the head of University Healthcare's Infectious Disease Program, tells us it's not just older people going to the hospital with COVID-19.
65 to 84, there were 403 patients hospitalized. 45 to 64, 642. 25 to 44, 399. So you can see that the number of people who end up in the hospital is the same people aged 25 to 44 at 65 to 84.
The ethnic breakdown of the outbreak is another story. Latino Utahns make up 14% of the state's population, but 43% of all the cases. The health department is providing materials in Spanish, but State Senator Luz Escamilla says there's no substitute for talking with somebody you know and trust.
Right now, we need to use the organizations that already have trust relationships with those communities to go and tell them what to do, to bring them resources, to make sure that housing and food security are being, you know, addressed immediately so people can isolate and not get other people sick.
And the numbers will tell us when we're finally coming through the worst of it. Dr. Swaminathan.
2 weeks of decreasing or stable cases, which we haven't seen.
Dr. Dunn says individuals taking responsibility will get us there.
Physical distancing and wearing face masks, so it's working. And what we're urging the public to do is continue these efforts so that we do see a decline and we all feel comfortable sending our kids to school in the fall.
Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Len Thomas, still a good-looking drive?
Still looking pretty good, Maria. We do have some signal problems in Sandy. 90 is south at I-15. Please treat that as a four-way stop. Otherwise, the freeway is moving along. A little bit of slowing as you're on, looks like on Highway 89 near Fruit Heights as you're heading southbound, but really pretty minor. 5600 West exhibiting its usual slowness near I-80, but once again, not anything drastic. If you're over the point of the mountain on I-15, either direction, in good shape all the way down to Spanish Fork and into the Salt Lake Valley. At University of Utah Health, they take care of you like Utahns take care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look at the next 7 days with Grant Wayman.
Nice to have that cooler weather this morning. Sunshine, only 91 the high today. Tomorrow we're up to 94 and mostly sunny skies. And then it gets hotter up to 98 Friday. Again, lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy and very hot Saturday. The high almost 100, we'll say 99. Then 97 on Sunday with more sunshine. It's pretty hot for the weekend. Backs down a little bit next week. Monday back to 95 and mostly sunny. 93 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, a lot of sunshine. It's beautiful in downtown Salt Lake City, 79 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, we're going to take a look at the markets. A much better day for the markets. At least today, they are just treading water after still more coronavirus concerns. We'll get you updated on that coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Altium Packaging, located in Linden, Utah, is currently hiring team members for several positions, including machine operators, CDL forklift drivers, maintenance technicians, utility workers, and more. Altium Packaging provides competitive pay and full benefits for qualified positions. Paid holidays, vacation, sick leave, medical, dental, and vision insurance. On-the-job training will be provided. Manufacturing experience is a plus. For more information, go to altiumpackaging.com or to apply, go now to altiumpkg.com.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee is joining me live now. Lee, what's coming up on the show?
To mandate or not to mandate? That is the question that must be answered by Utah Governor Gary Herbert. The pressure on him has been immense for some time. Social media has been all over him to statewide mandate. Yesterday, it was the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce asking him to put in place a statewide mandate. And now, today, in a letter from his former Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell, the Utah Hospital Association is requesting that the governor put in place a statewide mandate. It's a expected that tomorrow the governor will make an announcement to that effect. Either the state will move towards a statewide mandate in terms of the wearing of a mask or not. We'll find out. The governor for a long time has talked about personal responsibility. Dr. Dunn, just yesterday on these airwaves, talked about personal responsibility. Will it be mandates or will it be personal responsibility? That's the debate going on in the governor's office today, I'm sure. And we'll talk about it on Live Mike today.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Retail Industry Leaders Association sent a letter to all the nation's governors asking them to make wearing a mask in stores mandatory. The association includes Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and other major chains. KSL Drives General Motors is discontinuing its Chevy Sonic. Officials say declining demand for the subcompact car is the reason. The Sonic was a symbol of GM's comeback after their Great Recession, in bankruptcy. While many food-based companies are closing up shop for good, one fast casual chain is opening new restaurants. The CEO of Shake Shack says they opened 4 brand new locations in the last 3 months and are looking at significant growth opportunities. And taking a look at your money at this moment, like I said, markets treading water. The Dow is up by 39 points, sitting at 25,928. S&P 500 up by 8, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 89 points. The Trump administration says it's deciding whether it will ban the wildly popular social media app TikTok in the U.S., the latest with ABC's Alex Stone.
As the U.S. considers a ban on TikTok like the one put in place by India, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying he would only download TikTok if you want your private information in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. He says work is underway to evaluate if TikTok is a threat.
Deny the Chinese Communist Party access to the private information that belongs to Americans.
TikTok claims all U.S. data is kept on U.S. servers and that the Chinese government cannot access it, but the U.S. government says it's still investigating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
We will check your noontime drive coming up next. And this week's movie show is sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical in Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 25 callers. KSL News Time, 1226.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Let's check in with Len Thomas.
Maria, the traffic flow is looking great right now. The I-215 belt routes east and west, no problems. And if you're heading from North Salt Lake up to the Ogden area, past Hillfield, there's no delays either direction. I-80 looks great if you're taking the ride up to Kimball Junction on the Wanship, in fact, all the way to Wyoming. Also looking great westbound all the way out to Wendover. And I-15 is a nice stretch all the way from Provo to Salt Lake. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It was nice to have that cooler start to the day. Sunshine only 91, and that's actually right about near the average for this time of year. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a little hotter up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's going to be a toasty one. 79 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. Governor Gary Herbert is reportedly weighing whether or not to implement a statewide mask mandate. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says it comes after the Utah Hospital Association penned a letter to the governor and legislative leaders today pleading for them to mandate masks.
Not everyone is on board, though. Connor Boyack with the Libertas Institute questions the legality of such a move, saying it would be an overreach of the governor's powers. Additionally, he has questions about how it would be enforced.
After meeting with legislative leaders yesterday and various state health officials today, a decision from Governor Herbert is expected sometime this week. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Harvard and MIT are suing the Trump administration over plans to send international students home who can't meet in-person schooling requirements. Universities say the policy did not allow public comment and has no valid reasoning. Everybody's okay after a tanker trailer somehow rolled away from a UVU parking lot overnight and into the backyard of a nearby house. Salt Lake firefighters had to send a hazmat crew to clean up the asphalt oil that was spilled in the yard. The tanker came to rest just several feet away from the house. And taking a look at your money at this moment, market's pretty flat today. The Dow right now up by 38 points, sitting at 25,928. S&P 500 up by 7. The NASDAQ, it's up by 88 points. It's a beautiful day, but it's going to get hot. We'll check the forecast and take a look at your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1231.
Utah travel adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Brian Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in a circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Len Thomas.
Nice looking driving conditions along the Wasatch Front. A very nice. No problems on the freeways. Outside of Salt Lake County, though, we have a crash eastbound US 6, 100 north off ramp in Price, and a crash SR 31, 13 miles west of Huntington in Emery County. Hurry into Siegel Book today and shop our newly stocked clearance clothing racks. Plus, this week only take an additional 20% off all clearance clothing. Sale ends Saturday, so stop by Siegel today. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and tomorrow. Today's high 91, 94 tomorrow, up to near 100 over the weekend. Right now, 79 degrees at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's All-Day Companion for News.